Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And Brittany Graham's joining us, filling the boots of Amanda Rando. Brittany, we've got a long, big weekend of harness racing, plenty of it around Menangle tomorrow night. And I know you're keen to chat about Newcastle as well tomorrow night.
Yeah, certainly, Andrew. Happy Friday to you. We're towards the end of the week now and a big weekend of harness racing yet again, feature racing right across Australia this weekend. We've got a Group 2 from Gloucester Park, but then tomorrow night at Menangle there is a Group 3. That's the Lazarus New Season Gift Final, and that's drawn together a really good field. And Amanda talked to Shane Tritton yesterday, and he has a really strong hand in that race. But tomorrow night at Newcastle, actually, there's a good 10 race card, 10 or 11 races, in fact, I think. And one young man who had a superb season last season was Jack Callaghan. And he, in fact, took out the premiership last season as only a 17-year-old. So he was only 17 and taking out that premiership. And he plays a really big hand again tomorrow night at Newcastle. In fact, he has 8 or 7 drives, in fact, and we'll get Jack online in the not too distant future to have a chat about that. But in terms of other harness racing news that has come up over the last few days, tonight at Addington, the All-Stars kick off their campaign with 3 of their big guns heading into the New Zealand Cup. But we'll have a bit more of a chat about that on the other side. Jack's online with us now. And Jack, good morning to you. And firstly, congratulations on a huge season last season, taking out the Newcastle Drivers Premiership.
Yeah, good morning, Britt. Thanks very much. Had a pretty good season, so it was really rewarding to be able to wrap it up with the win in the premiership.
You're only 17, so do you know if you were the youngest ever person to take out the Newcastle Driving Premiership?
I think so at this stage. I haven't heard any otherwise, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I am, yeah.
That's a massive achievement in itself. Tell us a bit more about how you got involved into the sport of harness racing. Obviously, from a young age, you've always been involved with your family involvement. But when did you decide that this was something that you wanted to do? And obviously, you've dived into it head first as well, because at only a young age, you drove close to 52 winners across the season last year.
Yeah, well, Dad's always trained the horses, so I've always been around the stables with him. About 18 months ago, I left school to work full-time for him, and then about 14 months ago, I started my driving career, and it's all rolled along pretty good, so hopefully we can just keep it going.
No doubt about that. Yes, only just over a year in the sulky officially. 52 wins last year, and of course your home track of Newcastle was where you had the most success. And as a junior driver, to win a premiership is a massive effort, but you must have had great support, not only for those wanting to use your concession claim, but also in the open ranks. So obviously your dad was a big supporter, but you would have no doubt had plenty of other trainers giving you a go.
Yeah, for sure, Britt. I've been very honoured and privileged for the support I've been given this season. And a lot of big owners and big trainers have been able to put me on, which I've really appreciated and can't thank them all enough.
Apart from the premiership, you also had a few other milestones throughout the season. You were able to take out a race on New South Wales Breeders' Challenge Day as a part of the Rising Stars Series. You drove a treble. You're already nominated for an award at next weekend's Harness Racing New South Wales Awards Night. So it's been a really big 12 months for you. Do you pinch yourself a little bit? Did you ever expect that you'd be this successful so quickly?
Not at all, Britt. As I say, I've just been really lucky and been given some opportunities, and you know, just had a lot of fun doing it and can't thank anyone enough. Dad and a lot of his owners have been able to put me on their horses pretty much right from the word go and give me time to learn. And I've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll keep getting better and, you know, just try and reward them with sticking by me.
No doubt you're very much a rising star of the future and one to look out for, especially now that you've recently received your Metro driving licence. So we might see you in at Tabcorp Park Menangle on a Saturday night a little bit more often. And no doubt that first Metro win is, well, apart from that win on Rising Stars Day, your first official Metropolitan win is no doubt the next goal.
Yeah, for sure. That's obviously the next goal, to try and get some more city drives and progress into the bigger races and chase the better money and the better horses. So that's definitely in the future, hopefully.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for you on a Saturday night at Menangle. I guess it becomes a little bit tricky when you also have Newcastle on a Saturday night, which is the home track and the track that you get a lot of support at. And tomorrow night you've got a good book of drives as well, 7 drives at Newcastle. We might actually have a look ahead to a few of those because really the majority of them are really, really good chances. We'll kick off in the first race with Heavenly Shades. You take the reins on Heavenly Shades for Clayton Harmy with the concession claim. And it's also first up for Clayton. So have you driven this horse in any trials or is this your first sit behind Heavenly Shades? And if so, what are your thoughts heading into tomorrow night's first?
This is the first time I've been put behind her. Clayton thankfully put me on. She seems like she's not too bad in there in a pretty suitable race, I think. Just the run she gets will depend on where she finishes off, but Clayton does a really good job with his horses and he's given me a lot of support over the last 12 months, so hopefully we can keep it going tomorrow.
Very good. That's race number one. Race two, you take the reins behind Lacey's Lad for your dad, Mark. And this horse went into town last start, and acquitted himself quite well at Menangle in what was a pretty quick time. So you would think dropping back to Newcastle is a big tick and a nice enough draw there, middle of the row in 5.
Yeah, that's right. As you say, it's a bit of a class drop. He's a pretty nice horse. Still, he hasn't won this prep, but he's never been far away. And I think last start didn't really suit him having to do all the work from the 1,000 without cover. So he's got pretty good gait speed. I think he should be in a forward spot and he'll definitely take some beating.
Race number 3, another for your dad, Mark, Power Surge. And speaking of class drops, well, this mare was a winner at Menangle last start. She took out the Country Series final there in 154-2, and she won really quite well in the end. So back to Newcastle, back to home base this week, and a nice draw of 2. She looks really well graded here.
Yeah, for sure. She's a pretty quality mare. She put in a really good effort last start, did a lot of work, and then was able to finish off and still ran away from on the line, really. And as you say, another class drop, good barrier, so she'll definitely be in the mix.
And another mare who has a lot of ability when she strings it all together is Angel in White. We saw her. She's contested quite a few big races throughout her career. Of course, she's owned in part by Sky Racing's Anthony Manton, and she's recently joined the stable, and probably her first run was a little bit below par, but next start was much improved. And here again on Saturday night, are you expecting good improvement again?
Yeah, for sure, Britt. She's improved with every trial and every race that we've given her. I really like the mare. She's got a lot of ability, as she's shown, and she went really good last start when they went blistering time over the 2,000. I think the mile should suit her a bit more. Good barrier, and she'll definitely be in the mix.
And in race 5, of course, as I mentioned, you've got 7 drives, but probably one of your really, really good hopes tomorrow night is So Cool Master. You take the reins for Jared Altrett, and this horse was able to win at Menangle 2 weeks ago and then contested a really strong race last start. That race was won by Cruz last Saturday night at Menangle, and this horse had unbelievable closing splits. Lines up for Jared for the first time. You've taken the 5 national rating points off, and in what is a pretty even race, he looks a bit of a standout there from 2, a really, really good run last week and back to Newcastle now.
Yeah, another horse that I'm driving that's dropping a bit in class. As you say, sectionals last week are outstanding, and Jared does a good job with his team, so lucky enough he put me on it. He'll definitely take a lot of beating.
Well, 7 drives tomorrow at Newcastle, and we've had a look at a few of them, and they all look to be super chances, so you could be in for a real night out to kick off the season. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Jack. Congratulations on what was a huge first full season of driving. Best of luck in the future, and can't wait to see you here in town at Menangle.
Thanks, Britt. Thanks for having me on the show.
Jack Callaghan there, only a young man making his way through the sport, and he has done a superb job and is certainly one to look out for. He can really steer, and most weeks there at Newcastle, he's driving multiple winners. So he's had a very, very good start to his career. Just a few more bits of news before I leave you for On the Pace on this Friday morning. As I mentioned, tonight at Addington, the new Brighton Cup features a return of 3 All-Stars runners, that being Spankham, last year's Miracle Mile winner, Ultimate Sniper, and also Chase Auckland. So only 6 runners in that race this evening. But this is a pretty important lead-up race to the New Zealand Cup, which is only 2 months away now. On Wednesday night at Terang Lumineer, the former star 2-year-old returned, and he returned in fine style. So he's come through that race now. He was first up for 18 months, and he was able to win a pretty... Well, not the strongest race he's ever contested, that's for sure, but he did it in dominant fashion. So really looking forward to seeing him progress, hopefully, now a five-year-old, and hopefully he's well on his way to getting back to his very best. And over the last few days, the Australian Harness Racing Awards, those awards were won. The Australian Harness Horse of the Year was Tiger Tara. No surprises there. Australian Trotter of the Year was Tornado Valley. The Aged Mare Pacer of the Year, Pistol Abbey. A few of the other pacing awards, a three-year-old pacing filly, No Win, No Feed. Max Delight took out the three-year-old gelding pacer of the year. Three-year-old colt or gelding pacer of the year. And the two-year-old awards went the way of the Emma Stewart-trained Margita and also Be Happy Max. So Andrew Bensley would be very, very impressed with that winner of Be Happy Max taking out the two-year-old Australian pacer of the year. So that's it for me on this Friday morning. I'll be back on Monday and Tuesday for On the Pace.
Good on you, Brittany. Have a good weekend. And we're looking forward to that Addington race tonight. 4 minutes to six. Spankham is the current $2 fixed favourite. Ultimate Sniper at $4.20. AG White Sox at $4.40. And the other Purden runner is Chase Auckland at $5.50. And Hail Christian's in the race. So race seven is the New Brighton Cup at 4 minutes to six, completing On the Pace today. And we'll be back with Going Greyhounds next on Sky Sports Radio.